Good evening sa inyong lahat.
Ayan,
I appreciate that. Okay, alam kong energetic kayo. Okay. We are now in our 7 p.m. service and we are on a series break. Ibig sabihin, wala tayong main theme for a month or a couple of weeks. Pero ngayon, it's a standalone message that we're preaching today. Let me just ask you, sino sa inyo dito yung nagtatrabaho ka na? Okay? Ayan, sige, taas yung kamay nyo. Okay lang naman. Yung iba nahiya. Ay, naku, hindi na ako youth. You're welcome, alright? Ay, working student, okay. Pero yung nagtatrabaho lang, hindi student, okay? Meron ba? Alright, yun. Madami-dami din kasi, no? Pansin ko sa crowd ng 7. Or yung graduate ka na, pero naghahanap ka pang trabaho, di ba? Yung hindi mo pa matanggap na hindi ka na studyante. So dito yung studyante ka, kakastart lang ng pasukan nyo this week. Ayun, mas madami pa din, alright? So okay lang, makaka-relate pa rin kayo. Let me ask this, okay? What are you excited for this school year? Or kung ikaw, nagtatrabaho ka na or hindi ka na estudyante, probably yung first day of school or first week or first sem mo, ano yung excited kang gawin and you're looking forward to that? Okay? Tanungin mo yung katabi mo. Oh, sino pwede mag-volunteer? Pwede mag-volunteer? Alright, meron ba? Meron? Ito. Pinakamalapit. Sige. Okay. Ano name mo?
Sarah,
anong name nung katabi mo?
Jerica.
Oh, sige, anong sabi ni Jerica?
To meet new friends.
Grabe, sino ganun din dito? Yung friendly ka lang, di ba? Looking forward ka, sana bago lahat ng classmate ko, okay? Meron bang ganun din? Okay, wala, si Jerica lang. Sige, okay lang. Okay. Oh, sino pa? Thank you, Sarah and Jerica. Okay, meron pa. Sino pa? Si Aisel. Ayan, nagtaas siyang kamay. Aisel, tayo ka. Anong name mo?
Aisel.
Para lang malaman nila, okay. Anong sabi nung katabi mo? Sino muna pala yung katabi mo?
Si Ate Ashley.
Hindi ba tita?
Lola po.
Ate Ashley, okay. Anong sabi ni Ate Ashley?
Sabi ni Ate Ashley, school year, excited na daw siyang mag-end yung school year.
Yun, grabe. Sino ganun din? Pagpasok mo, sana last day na. Okay, ma? Ayos. Ngayon lang ako nakarinig ng ganun. Okay. Sino ganun din? Meron din ba? Okay. Kita kayo nung nanay nyo nasa labas. Okay. Isa pa? Meron pa? Ikaw? Si sir. Okay. Anong pangalan mo, kuya?
Max po.
Max. Okay. Anong pangalan nung katabi mo?
I-cool daw.
Ha? I-cool?
Joke.
Christian
po.
Christian? Ah, okay. Ano sabi ni Christian?
Excited daw siya sa baon niya.
Iyon! Sino ganun din? Salamat ha? Sino ganun din? O yung iba, hindi. Oh, ay, walang baon. Okay. Thank you, Christian and Max. Okay. And madami, iba't ibang bagay na tayo, excited tayo pagpasok ng school year. Okay? Lalong-lalo na yung baon. Ako, ganun din ako. Excited ako sa baon. Kasi bakasyon, walang pera, di ba? Pupunta akong youth service, naglalakad lang ako, simula Montalban. Sinungaling, no? Medyo ako lang. Taga Marikina lang ako. Pero may pamasahe pa rin. Namingi ako sa nanay ko. Okay, pero excited ako sa baon. Hindi lang ako excited kung minsan makamit ng new friends kagaya ni Jerica. May ganun din ba katulad nyo? Ay, grabe, friendly kayo lahat. Kami lang ni Ate Che. Okay, yung, kasi gusto ko yung friends ko pa din yung friends ko pagpasok ko. Hindi ba pagpasok kong classroom? Diba, best! Okay, classmates pa din tayo! Hindi, wala akong best, okay? Baka sabihin nyo, ayak, may best. Okay? Excited ako na yung mga kaklase ko, yun pa din sila. Clingy lang, diba, na gusto mo yung kaklase mo last year, yun lang din sila. Kasi kailangan mo na naman makirelate, diba? Kailangan mo na naman mag-adjust, kailangan mo na naman makibagay o makitao sa kanila. But sometimes, pag nakikibagay tayo, lalo na kung follower ka ni Lord, believer ka, nag-youth service ka madalas, okay? Isang bagay kung minsan, iniiwasan mo yung makakilala kang ibang tao, o kahit yung mga kakilala mo nandyan, is yung mag-share ka ng gospel, di ba? Minsan, yun yung part na, hindi yata ako excited dyan, na. Pag sinabi, di ba, pag youth service, ano, ready na ba kayo magpasukan to share the gospel to your classmates? Hindi ko alam kung paano eh, okay? At some point, bilang Kristiyano, bilang follower of Jesus Christ, and then coming to school, you know in your part that you're not there just to be a student, but also you have a responsibility and a calling from God to go and make disciples. Diba? But sometimes, we know for sure na nakakahiya. There are three kinds of people, pag-usapan natin dito, that minsan, we're not excited because or hindi natin pinapahalagahan masyado yung value of why we need to share the gospel. Probably to us, okay na yung ako lang yung Kristiyano, okay naman yung buhay ko, masaya naman ako. Spiritually, okay kami ni Lord, di ba? Ganito kami ka-close. Sometimes naman, yung iba naman, probably it's the how. They know the value, but they don't know how to. Yung tipo mong mag-share ka palang, oh, i-invite mo pala yung kaklase mo sa youth service. Kaya nga, I appreciate some of you here na kapag-invite na kayo, 1 week pa lang ng klase, di ba? Pero pag sometimes ikaw, mag-i-invite ka na, yung tipong, pare, sama ka naman sa amin sa, ano, sa concert. Friday night, concert. Okay. Binabago mo pa, di ba? Para lang masama. Kasi minsan sasabihin ka, hallelujah, praise the Lord ka pala eh, di ba? Sometimes it's the when that we're asking. Hindi natin alam kung kailan. Lord, kailangan na ba sharean ko na to? Mukha pa namang masaya siya sa buhay niya. Antayin ko na lang malungkot siya. Kailan ba? Kailan ba? We would want to answer these things. Why, how, and when? Through the message that we're going to talk about in the life of Peter and how he has learned from his experience of not only just preaching to his people group o sa mga kalahi niya, but also to the very ones na ayaw ng lahi nila. Let me invite everyone to stand up in reverence to God's word, Acts chapter 10, verses 9 to 15. It says here, the next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on a housetop about the sixth hour to pray. And he became hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance. Nakatulog siya. And saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. Yun yung nakita niya sa vision niya. And there came a voice to him, saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, okay, medyo choosy siya, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." But in verse 15, it says here, "And the voice came to him again and a second time, saying, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.'" Can we all bow down and let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and we pray that you open our hearts and mind so that when the time that we come out of this place, we're not left, Lord God, with no compassion to other people. But Lord, we would come out of this place excited and ready to share who you are in the lives of other people, Lord God, through our lives. So thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So you may all take your seats. What we're going to talk about is evangelism. This is one of the values that we have as a church, that we value the lost people, okay? We value the people who don't know God yet, who doesn't have a relationship with God yet. We value these people and we want to share who Jesus Christ is to them. And just a quick background kung ano yung binasa natin, at this time in Acts 10, I hope pag-uwi ninyo, basahin nyo to, reviewin nyo, pag-aralan ninyo at tignan nyo, because we're going to jump to parts of the story only. Yung iba ikikwento ko na lang. Because Peter was an apostle, a person who was with Jesus in the whole time that Jesus was on earth and doing his ministry. An apostle and a powerful preacher, because in Acts chapter 2, kung babalikan nyo yun, after the Holy Spirit went upon them, dalit-dali, nag-preach siya ng gospel and 3,000 were added into the church. Grabe yung preaching niya, no? And that's who Peter is. But he has a problem. He is selective kung kanino siya mag-preach ng gospel. And kay Peter ngayon, this is a problem. Because in that time, he was only preaching to the Jews. Okay, Jews were a race, mga Hudyo, okay? They were having the pride that they are the chosen race of God. From the Old Testament until today, Jewish people have that sense of pride in them that they believe that they should not be relating with people who are non-Jews. Okay, despite the calling of God, in Matthew 28, na bago siya mag-ascend into heaven, and he said to his disciples to go therefore make disciples of all nations. Yes, he shared the gospel in Jerusalem, but he's not been sharing the gospel in Samaria and to the end of the earth. And as we go on, we're going to see that we all have preferences. In the life of Peter, now he has a preference on who to share the gospel to. Choose siya dito, "By no means, Lord, ayaw kumain dyan." Kahit pa sabihin natin yung vision that he had, it's not just about eating animals, but it's about sharing the gospel to all people, because he has a preference. That's the truth in all of us as human beings. Lahat tayo may preference, right? Kung minsan nga, upo ka dito, titingnan mo pa sino kaya yung pwede kong katabi sa service, di ba? May preference tayo. But when I ask you, kanyari ito, smart or globe? Sino smart? Sino globe? Kailangan sumisigaw eh. Okay, pag mas madami. O, di ba? Sino mas gusto yung ano? Preference lang, okay? Chicken Joy o Chicken McDo? Sino Chicken Joy? Okay, Jollibee. Sino Chicken McDo? Boo. Okay, hindi, joke lang. Chicken Joy kasi ko eh. O, di ba? Preference lang din, di ba? O, sino yung sa tingin nyo mas maganda? Okay, si Nadine o si Liza Segura? Okay. O, sino mas, ano, Nadine ka, di ba? Yung no, check, okay? O, sino Liza, yan! Yeah. Okay, so kaya bibilis na yung preaching para makanood tayo. O, next, sino mas gusto nyo? Si Daniel Padilla, si James Reed? Sino? O, teka, tingin. Ah, may pangatlo pang preference, alright. Preference lang. O, ito, di ba, sino mas gusto nyo? Oh, LeBron James, Stephen Curry. Diba? Sino dito, Cubs ka, LeBron? Yeah, labas na kayo! joke lang, okay. Joke lang, okay, wag. Okay, sino Steph Curry? Yeah. Uy, bandwagoners. Laging may lait, no? Hindi, ako, may preference ako. Si Dwayne Wade. Okay, wala dyan. Okay, but the truth is, there's nothing wrong with preferences. Tama? There's nothing wrong if you like one thing more than another. And wala namang masama doon when it comes to many things. But when it comes to talking about the gospel and the people, there should be no preferences. Would you rather choose to preach the gospel to one person and not to other? This is the dealing that's being done in the life of Peter at that very moment. Because to him, he had a problem that he has a preference on who to preach. And sometimes ganun din tayo. Right? In their culture before, if they despise Samaritans, Samaritans are Jewish people pero may halo na ibang lahi. Galit na galit sila sa kanila. In their culture and tradition, they are not to associate with them. But Gentiles, in the life of Cornelius, kung saan ito yung part wherein God is asking Peter to preach to Cornelius, a Gentile, non-Jew, mas galit na galit sila at ayaw na ayaw nila at never dapat tayong nakiki-associate with this kind of people. They're not of the people of God and that's how they relate to them. And even in our lives today, sometimes we have that kind of culture, but we have to remember that the gospel is for everyone. God has called us to preach with no prejudice and no preferences at all. No bias to any people group. Sometimes kasi iniisip lang natin, kailangan ko mag-preach ng gospel o kailangan ko invite o i-reach out yung mga mahihina sa mat. Kaming mga matatalino kasi, okay na yan sila, mabubuhay sila, pero ito mahihina sa mat to. Kailangan nila si Lord para pumasa. Huwag na itong matatalino, siguro okay na yan sa buhay nila. Okay, itong mga atleta, huwag na yan, nakakatakot, matatangkad. Okay. Dito lang ako sa mga mukhang loser, okay? Yung mga lampa, ito yung isisharean ko, katulad ko, di ba? Pagpunta mo, nadapa ka din, di ba? Loser nga, di ba? Minsan, inisip natin, I only need to reach out to my friends. But how about the people who bully you, the enemies? Sometimes, iniisip natin, wag na yan. Okay na siya sa kalalagyan niya pag namatay siya. Without sharing the gospel. Deep inside of us, we're hating other people. We have preferences on who to share the gospel. But I believe that when God made it clear to Peter that the gospel is for everyone, it's a message to all of us as well. And we need to see the value of why should we value other people. It's because God values every person. And we need to understand that the gospel is for everyone, that when we share the gospel, it's because we're looking at people through the lens of our God. To other people, at some point, may bagay ka na hindi importante sa'yo. Di ba? Yung pwede mong itapon na lang. May mga, di ba, may nakareceive ba dito ng keychain? Galing, kung minsan may nagbakasyon, binigyan kang keychain, ay, ganda. Pero di mo naman ginagamit. Di ba? Sa tabi lang, di importante sa'yo. Di ba? Pero sa ibang tao, importante yun. Na para sa kanya, binigyan siya, chine-cherish yun, kayakap niya nga pag tutulog siya. But, if we are saying that we love God, what God loves, we should also love as well. We're not here that we're saying we love God and we are hating other people because God values every person and we should learn to value other people and have it a priority as well. Said here that nagpadala si Cornelius ng mga tauhan. Ngayon, ito si Peter. He went with them. And now, in the place where Cornelius, all the non-Jewish people are there that he's not supposed to associate with due to tradition and culture. And yet, he was there. And he said, as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. There was Cornelius, and then his relatives, masabi sa Bible, and many of his men, or mga tauhan niya, nandun sila lahat, waiting for a person to share the gospel to them. When he came in there, he said to them, you yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. Bottom line, I should not be selective on who will I share or reach out to, minister to, pray for, and preach the gospel to. Every person is valuable to God. And he understood that. I hope we understand as well that sometimes kaya tayo nahihirapan, ayaw natin mag-share sa ibang tao, wala tayong pakialam, eh kasi hindi natin nakikita na bawat tao sa mata ng Diyos, importante. Importante ka nga sa mata ng Diyos eh. Paano pa kaya yung ibang tao? Importante rin sila. We won't value people unless we submit to God and know that God values other people and we see other people through how God sees them. And I hope we value people as well. We value other people. No races, okay? Walang discrimination. Walang sinasabi natin, masyadong masama na yan. It says here by JS, alam niyo ba yung apelido niya? Prom. Okay, tama. May mga sumagot eh. JS sabi niya, to God, all sin is equally evil and all sinners are equally lovable. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang lovable? Minsan hindi. But you know what? No matter how sinful a person may be, no matter what the background of that person may be, God loves that person. If you remember the person at school probably, na yung pagpasok mo nga sa sim, excited ka nang di na siya makita. Nakita mo siya. Yung bad trip laging araw mo, makita mo pa lang siya. Sira na, ayoko na. Okay. Mahal ni Lord yun. God is calling you to share the gospel to that person. Yung kaklase mo na laging nangongopya, masyempre, Christian ka na, tinisipa pa yung silya mo, di ba? Pakopya mo na ako, dati pinapakopya mo naman ako. Ikaw naman, no way, no way! English ka pa, di ba? Kasi, inis na inis ka sa kanya, mahal ni Lord yun. Yung teacher mo, yung prof mo na nakita mo pagpasok mo, oops, drop na ako. Okay? Mahal ni Lord yun. Yung guard na lagi kang sinisita, di ba? Pati ka pa nagpapagupit, ID mo, uniform mo, okay? Lahat sinita, di ba? O yung kuko mo, madumi. Alright? Mahal ni Lord yun. Kahit sino pa yung kakilala mong pinakamasamang tao sa mundo, mahal na mahal ni Lord yun. Kung yung sarili mo nga, kung minsan iniisip mo, di ba, na parang, Lord, madami akong kasalanan, madami akong nagawang masama, Lord, sa'yo. Pero Lord, maraming salamat. Mahal na mahal mo ako. I hope we see the value of people in God's eyes as well. Not to be selective or discriminating with other people because we're higher, we're lower, or whatever, but because we see them on how God sees them as well. Now, we talk about how. Probably you know the value, but sometimes, parang ang hirap, di ba? Yung mag-share ka ng gospel, di ba? Next week na lang, okay? It's hard sometimes. Okay, sino nahihiya minsan? To share the gospel, invite other people. That's natural, that's normal. Pero the key to that in preaching the gospel is first, live and preach the word. It's very important. Preaching the word is more than just saying or uttering words that comes from the Bible. But most importantly, it starts with the life that is changed, seen by other people. And let's go to verse 29. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I asked then, why you sent for me? And sabi ni Peter, okay, I came without objection. Walang reklamo, he went. Alright? He went. Walang reklamo. Although he knows the tradition, pero he knows that God has called him to go there, he went anyway. And not only that, so Peter opened his mouth and said, truly, I understand that God shows no partiality in verse 34. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. And if you continue to read the verses following that, he is preaching what Jesus Christ has done for their sins, for our sins. And talking about this, we know for sure that he preached the word. He preached the word. Una sa lahat, yung pagpunta niya pa lang doon, it's already living the word. Because he knew that in custom, sa mundo, sa kanila, hindi pwedeng mangyari to. Pero because God said so, he lived God's word and he went there. Malaking bagay kagad dun sa non-Jews because they know Jews despise them. Peter should actually despise them, not come to his invitation. And yet, Peter came there. Ang laking bagay na kagad. His life of humbling himself, na hindi na ako galit sa inyo, andito ako, I'm gonna preach the good news, has been an example to the non-Jews. To the people who don't know God yet. For example, di ba, maniniwala ka ba sa taong to kung sasabihin niya, alam mo ba, ganito yung mga tips sa gym. Di ba, kung itong taong to, 3 years na daw siyang nag-gym. Tapos lahat ng tips sa gym, alam niya. Di ba, sabihin niya, pare, dapat 12 reps yan, okay. Dapat ganito, ganyan yan. Tapos sasabihin niya sa'yo, di ba, lahat ng diet, alam ko, okay, dati ito yung kinakain. Baka sa diet, maniwala ka, ang payat niya. Pero kung sa gym, di ba, sabi niya, 3 years na ako, okay, regular naman, regular. Okay. Pero payat, di ba? Maniniwala ka ba sa sabihin niya, ano, tara, gym tayo, turuan kita. Sama ka ba? Baka hindi, eh. Sabihin mo, wag na, baka ayan pa yung tulungan ko eh. Di ba? Di credible yung sinasabi niya kasi kita mo sa itsura niya, parang di naman nag-gym to. Same way, when time comes that you would invite other people, tara, sama ka sa amin sa youth service. Tara, one-to-one tayo. Ito yung testimony ko, ito yung ginawa ni Lord sa buhay ko. Tapos sasabihin nila, talaga, parang walang nangyari. It's going to be hard for them to understand that who are you worshiping? Where are you going? What are you receiving? Is it really making an effect in your life? Is it really affecting your life, your family, the friends around you? Kung ikaw yung pinakaunang nakikita niya nangongopya, paano mo siya sasabihan na, tara, ano dun, excellence yung tinuturo dun? Kung ikaw yung unang tao maririnig niya na nagmumura, paano maniniwala tong tao to na nagbago ka na nga talaga? It's going to be easier for us to preach the word when we know and for sure, una sa lahat, truly I understand, sabi ni Peter doon. Truly I understand. That's why he went there and he obeyed. His presence right there is the first example of honoring God in his life na nakita ng mga Gentiles. Ito yung unang example. Peter's obedience was the first act of honoring God that was displayed to the people who didn't really knew who God was. Because you know what? Your life is a display to other people, to the unbelievers. And your life is the first Bible of unbelievers to read. Your life would be the first Bible of the unbelievers around you. Imagine, probably family members would actually ask you or tell you na, ano ba tayong tinuturo dyan sa church nyo? Bakit ganyan ka parikataman? Whatever. It's because probably, pag in-invite natin sila, di na sila umaaten kasi nga, di nila nakikita yung bagong buhay na nangyayari sa atin. Living the word is preaching the word. When you live your life according to God's word, it preaches to other people. They see it in you. They see on how you act. They see on how you respect other people. They see on how you do chores or how you are excellent. And then when you share and you ask them, tara, sama ka sa amin sa youth service, maniniwala sa'yo yan. Baka nga yan pa yung unang tao na dati inaasal ka, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka, pupunta sa'yo yan pag may problema siya, magpapapray sa'yo. And when you ask that person, and probably that person would ask you, ano bang meron sa'yo, bakit kahit may problema ka, parang ansaya-saya mo, okay pa rin yung buhay mo, parang hindi ganun kabigat yung mundo para sa'yo. Then you would begin to share that this is who Jesus is in your life. And it's actually credible when you preach the gospel because they've seen it in your life. And I hope it doesn't stop at just showing good works. There's nothing wrong against showing good works, but this is a result of your relationship with God. It should be a natural result. And then preach the gospel. Don't stack up on just being friends with them. You have an agenda, we have an agenda to preach to them the good news that has changed your life. And what is the gospel? A simple summarization of what the gospel is. Basahin natin, 1, 2, 3, go. The gospel is the good news. God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died in our place. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God, and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes the gospel. And that is the gospel in a nutshell, di ba? I hope, picture mo to, kabisaduhin mo when time comes. Gusto mo na i-preach to, okay, share mo lang to sa kanya. You know why it's not hard to memorize this? It's because it's the very message that has changed your life. And probably your first time here, this is the very message that will change your life. And the next question is when? Minsan dun nga tayo nag-hesitate, di ba? Next week na lang, magkikita pa naman kami nito eh. Next time na lang, madami, busy. Daming ginagawa. The answer to this question is now. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, share the gospel now. After this message pala, okay? Baka lumabas na kayo. But in opportunities that you know that this person is a lost person, doesn't know who God is, obviously because of his lifestyle, Lord, let me be the person to share the gospel now. Thank you, God, that this is really an opportunity for us. Because when we go back again to what Peter said when he was at the place where Cornelius and all those people are waiting for. Sabi doon, when I was sent for, nung tinawag ako ni God, pinapunta niya ako dito, I came without objection. I hope we have that kind of heart that with no hesitation, when God asks us to share the gospel to a person, no hesitation, no objection, Lord, I'm gonna share the gospel to this person. You know why? Nag-aantay lang sila. Nag-aantay lang sila. For example, we know that cancer is a disease that we have in the world that no cure, right? Articles would probably say it's already invented and wherever. I don't know, pero hindi pa siya talaga nagmamaterialize. We know this is a sickness na walang lunas. Pero ikaw, in your own brilliance and specialization in architecture na invento mo, na drawing mo, di ba? Ito na yung sagot sa cancer. Okay, color blue dapat. Okay. Na-drawing mo. I don't know. Probably, na-engineer mo, di ba? Tinipe mo lang. Uy, cancer free. You've invented the cure for cancer. And you know that it's urgent and important because people out there are dying because of cancer. There's no sense of purpose in them kasi alam lang nila, mamamatay na sila. And now you now know that the answer and yung lunas para sa sakit na cancer, pag di mo binigay ito or kilala mo yung someone na naka-invento nito, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya? Damot mo naman. Yung buong mundo namamatay dahil sa cancer, tapos di mo sinashare yung invention mo. You know what? When it comes to the gospel, we know that people are dying around us because of sin. We were once dying because of sin that we did, the consequences, and probably the sin of others that was done in our lives. We are dying. The world is dying because of sin. And if you are saying that I don't have the heart to share the gospel to this person, ibang tao na lang siguro, andito ko sa campus ko para mag-aral, iba na lang yung mag-reach out sa mga lost dyan, you know what you are? You are a selfish person if you are in Jesus Christ. We become selfish people because we know the answer to sin, the cure for sin. It's the gospel. And yet, we're not sharing it to other people. Like the family of Cornelius, they're just waiting for an answer. They're just waiting for a message to be preached to them. The people around you are just waiting for you to preach to them. They may not say it or not, because you know deep inside, pag kinausap mo yon, be, kamusta ka na? Diba? Sa life mo, okay naman ako. Pero alam mo, pag uwi nun, depressed yun. May nangyayari sa pamilya niya, pag-iwalay na yung magulang niya, wala na silang pera. Tapos probably may katabi ka na ng mga seatmate. Kamusta ka naman? Okay. Okay naman ako. Pero hindi mo lang alam. Mamayang gabi, nagpaplano na siya mag-suicide. Tatanungin mo yung best friend mo. Kamusta na kayo sa bahay? Actually, ayos naman eh. Pero alam niya lang na parang gusto niya na lumayas. Ayaw niya na bumalik. People are spiritually dead, emotionally dying deep inside. It's because of sin. And they're just waiting for you. Preach the gospel to them. People are gathered around you already, just like Cornelius and his family. waiting for you to preach the gospel, waiting to hear the message that they have never been heard, waiting for an answer for sin. And I hope that you're in this place, you're hearing this message, you have already people in mind, who should I preach the gospel to? Family members, your siblings, they need to hear the gospel, because if not, time could probably be late. We don't know when people would die. And not only that, people are already dying inside. The urgency to preach the gospel, answer is now. I hope di na tayo nahihiya, knowing that this is the very message that would change their lives. Minsan kasi mas proud na proud pa tayo, di ba? Pagka green jokes, di ba? Share ng share ka, di ka nahihiya, di ba? Talagang tawan-tawa ka pa, sinashare mo pa, kabilang classroom. Diba? Isisave ba nung green jokes mo, yung mga tao dun, para lang mapasaya sila? Proud na proud ka, pag ganito yung forma mo, di ba? Yung forma mo ba, isisave yung ibang tao? Pero pag gospel, hiyang-hiya ka. Pag yung relationship mo with God, hiyang-hiya ka. Ikaw lang nakakaalam na nag-youth service ka. Hiyang-hiya tayo. I hope that this is the message that we know would change other people. That has been changing our lives. Said in Romans, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching to them? How will people hear? How will they believe if no one will be preaching to them? How will your family know that the answer to their problems is Jesus Christ without you preaching and living out God's word in your homes? How would your classmates know that Jesus is the answer to their depression and suicidal mindsets unless you preach the gospel to them? Unless you reach out to them, pray for them. When was the last time that you invited a person in this 7 p.m. service? If you look around, there are still many seats available for them. When was the last time that you prayed for a classmate? When was the last time that you actually shared one-to-one with lost people? When was the last time that you shared what God has done for your life to lost people that are actually hungry for the changes that they see in your lives? I hope hindi ka lang nandyan sa school mo, sa campus mo, para mag-aral ng mabuti. Pero alam mo lang na when God has placed you here, you have a calling to answer from God. That when God said, go therefore and make disciples, you take it by heart because it's a command. Matthew 28:19-20 is the great commission to all believers, to all who surrender their lives to Christ, to everyone who follows Jesus Christ. And when we say we follow Jesus Christ, this is a calling to all of us. This is a command by God to all of us. This is not a suggestion na share-share ka din ng gospel pag may time lang. Pero you know what? God is telling us, share the gospel habang may time. We don't know that time would be over for other people. We don't know when the times would come for the other people and die and just live in hell forever. We don't know when that time would come. But I hope that it's in our hearts. It's a value to us to value other people and live lives that would honor God and that they would see that. And not only that, even to strangers, just automatically, na sana yung mga nakaka-encourage, nakakita kayo ng pictures, diba? Ang taxis, nag-selfie sila, na-share yung gospel. I've seen one kanina sa Facebook na dalawang classmates niya, na-share niya na in the first week of class. I hope with that kind of prompting, alam na natin kasi command ni God sa atin. Let's all read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you to the end of the age. What a good promise. Na pag nahihiya tayo, nahihirapan tayo, baka ma-reject tayo, the good thing is we're not alone. God is with us when we share the gospel. We are never alone. If you're thinking, baka hindi mag-accept, baka i-reject, don't worry. It's not you they're rejecting. It's God. And if you're thinking probably, shasharan ko ba pa ito ulit? Diyan ka lang para sa kanila. Continue to share the gospel. Because you know what? It's not us. It's not you who will be changing their lives. It's God's work. Our goal and our work And our calling is to go and make disciples. Preach the gospel. Let me give you a pattern. Go, live God's word, preach the gospel. Go, you being there sa barkada ninyo, sa classmates nyo, sa classroom ninyo, napakalaking bagay na kagad yun. Bilang Kristiyano, na nandun ka, napakalaking bagay kagad. Alam nilang may pupuntahan sila kung kailangan ng prayers. Alam nyo ba yung mga, sabi ko nga sa mga taga-TIP, nakaraang nag-meeting kami, yung mga kaklase nyo, pag may quiz, naniniwala kay Lord, bigla yan. Pag-pray mo na yan. It's an opportunity. Preach the gospel with your lives and even with the words of your mouth as you preach the gospel to them. The message of the good news. Go, live God's word and preach the gospel. Let this be an action to all of us. Because I hope yung hiya sa atin would be all gone as we read and put this verse into our hearts. And as said here, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Who among you here you know God has changed and saved you and still changing you? This is the power of God that would change the people outside of this place who has not known Him yet. Can I invite everyone to bow down? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your love for all of us. And we say, thank you, God, for saving us first and foremost. We are never in this situation or in this kind of life, Lord, apart from you. Thank you for bringing us into this place, God. It's because you saved us. Thank you, Lord, for the relationship that we have with you. That even at times that we sin against you, we do wrong things, God. Thank you that you are here for us. And you're still changing all of us, God. Give us, God, the courage and the boldness to preach your word, to preach the gospel to other people. Can I ask every one of you, get your phones or yung mga notebook ninyo, go to the notes section or application. As an application to the word, would you just write down at least 3 names? 3 pangalan lang from home or your school. A friend that you know that kailangan nilang makilala si Lord. That you want to preach the gospel to them. Write them down. And I hope this would not just serve as another storage or another page. This would serve as a checklist of prayer to God. Now, Lord, let me share the gospel to this person. Let me share the gospel to my younger brother, my younger sister. Let me share the gospel to my mother. Let me share the gospel to my classmate. Let me share the gospel to my teacher. And let this serve, Lord. We write the names, Lord. As an application, God, and believing, God, that give us opportunities to share the gospel to these people. We are never alone when we open our mouths. We are never alone, Lord God, when we minister to them, when we pray for them. Lord, thank you that even when we invite them, we are never alone. Thank you, God. You are with us. Use us so that you would save these people and respond and believe in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to pray if you know you need boldness. You've typed in names. Not only names, but also may mga naisip pa kayo just for the sake of time. 3 names would be good. Pero alam mo madami. Or alam mo you want to be used in your campus. Not only to invite, to preach the gospel, help other people know Jesus Christ, believe in Him, help them in their walk with God. You know that you need boldness to preach the gospel. Would you just stand up right now? And we'll be praying. You know you need boldness to preach the gospel. You need courage. Yung wala nang hiya-hiya, Lord, I'm gonna preach the gospel. Stand up from where you are. Thank you, Lord. Stand up from where you are. If you know that you need to, you want to share God, you want to share the gospel. If you're not serious about this, just take your seat. It's okay. Kung napilitan ka lang dahil tumayo yung katabi mo, just take your seat. It's okay. Maybe God is still working in your heart, but I believe that you, that every one of us, as we sincerely ask God right now, Lord, can we just raise our hands as a sign of surrender and asking God, Lord, we ask for you. We ask for the boldness, Lord, to share the gospel to our family members, to our loved ones, our relatives, Lord, to our classmates, Lord God. But not only God, to preach the gospel, and first and foremost, even to live the word. live the word, Lord God, your word, obeying you all the time, honoring you all the time, so that they will see, Lord, that it is possible. It is also for their benefit, God, that when they accept you as Lord and Savior, their lives would be changed, not only in this lifetime, but eternally. Allow us to minister to our classmates, to our office mates, God, to our family members, God. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is with us. Holy Spirit, you are with us as we share and boldly preach the gospel. No hesitation, without any objection. Let our lives be a living testimony and the words of our mouth be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name, amen.